that there's nothing that the world can do that is going to impede Israel from what Netanyahu and his followers consider to be their divine mission. So now, on the other hand, however, I do believe that world opinion has turned against Israel. I think that the mask is off, and I think that the magic potion is beginning to wear off, and people, the pity party's over. Nobody wants to hear anymore about what the Jews supposedly suffered under during World War II, when there are not just thousands or tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands, but rather millions of people in Iraq, in Syria, in Gaza and other places who are suffering horribly right now as of this moment. So I think it's a very dangerous situation. You really do have an Armageddonist sitting there with his finger on the button, and he has no problems whatsoever with sacrificing not only the people of Gaza, but literally the entire world if it appears as though his precious experiment in Jewish self-rule in the Middle East is going to fail.
Right, now, Rabbi Weiss, I'd like to get your opinion on the fact that Netanyahu continuously says that Israel is not targeting civilians in Gaza. How do you respond to that?
Respond to what the gentleman said, and I know he says that he's doing it because he has a belief that it's godly given the Jewish state. I disagree. I think these guys are not religious. They're using the religion as to manipulate, as to masquerade in religion, to intimidate others and the world that they should, who are afraid of being referred to as anti-Semitic, and to glean support, sympathy. But he himself knows, as the other Zionist leaders know, that they laugh at godliness. They totally ignore the words of the Torah, because if they would obey the words of the Torah, they have the chief rabbi of Palestine, nothing to do with their rabbinate or with the Israeli rabbinate or their chief rabbi. They have the old rabbinate of Palestine and the hundreds of thousands of religious Jews in Palestine and occupied Palestine and around the world who constantly refute and show and scream at the top of their lungs that it is forbidden to occupy and that they will only bring death and destruction. He doesn't mean religion. He's only using the religion. They want a peace. They keep on saying it's a peaceful occupation they want, and we are speaking us from the name of God, which is peace, which means the freedom of the Palestinian people. As your question now, getting to the issue that you asked, and repeat again that question, please.
Right, Rabbi, I wanted to ask you, when Netanyahu says that it is not Israel that's targeting the civilians, it is Hamas which is putting the civilians in a position where they're getting targeted. How do you respond to that?
Well, the comment is really painful. It would be a joke if it wouldn't be so tragic, because you've taken people, and we're not in any way condoning violence, but you've taken a people, you've oppressed them, you've cornered them, you've imprisoned them, and then they're responding. And again, we're not condoning the violence. In our, through trials and tribulations, we were told to pray and beseech and plead for our freedom, or escape, or go to other lands. So we don't have the approach of violence. We get beaten by the Zionists constantly and arrested and murdered, but we don't have the approach of violence. It's not in our ways. So we're not condoning violence, but we're saying the Zionism is causing this. Their hands, they are directly the cause of the violence, because they have an action brings reaction. They've oppressed the people of Gaza and of the whole of Palestine. They put them in an untenable situation. And how dare they then say that the death of the Jewish people and the death of people and the people of the Palestinian people there is because of Hamas? If you would stop, if you would release, you would unoccupy the land, if you would release the occupation, then history shows Jews would live together in peace with the Palestinian people. This has nothing to do with religion. So what you're doing is oppressing a people to the point that that it explodes. They are directly the cause and of exacerbating in Europe anti-Semitism and around the world and causing more Jewish bloodshed. We're not condoning bloodshed, but they are putting the people in such a position that it's untenable. Again, they want a peaceful occupation. That is not peace. Peace is to obey God and God help a speedy and peaceful dismantlement of the impediment to peace, which is a flawed political creation of a state that had nothing to do with the thousands of years of religion of Judaism, or that we coexisted and flourished as religious Jews in Muslim countries. There is no problem Indeed. With coexisting. Remove this cancer.
Indeed. Mr. Glenn, I think that's a good point. Occupation can never be peaceful. Doesn't Israel see that its very existence brings into form retaliatory movements like Hamas, like the Islamic Jihad, who are basically present to protect the rights of the Palestinian people?
Well, of course, Israel knew this from the beginning. When the founding fathers of the Zionist movement were talking about taking the land, they knew that it wasn't going to be a peaceful thing. They knew there would be fighting. And this is why they invoked, and I'm sorry, I know everybody here would like to have this be a nice, civil, friendly conversation here, but what the rabbi is saying here about this not being a religious war and this being a contradiction of Judaism is just patently wrong. I'm just going to read one passage out of the very same Torah which the good rabbi here says forbids the creation of a Jewish state. And it reads explicitly out of the book of Deuteronomy, "When the Lord your God brings you into the land you are to possess and casts out the many peoples living there, then you shall slaughter them all and utterly destroy them." Now, this is the framework upon which all of Zionism rests. And the good rabbi can sit and he can squirm and he can get very uncomfortable about this, but this is a religious war. There are no non-combatants in Gaza as far as the Zionists are concerned, because God has spoken. God said, go in there and kill all of them, slaughter them, leave nothing alive that breathes. So in that sense, Israel doesn't view anyone in Gaza, or really anyone within that land which Israel considers to be hers between the Nile and the Euphrates rivers, to be a non-combatant. They're all combatants because God told the Hebrews, the Israelites, the Jews, whatever you want to call them, whatever terminology we want to use here, God in their religion told them to go in and kill everyone. And that is why we see these things taking place in Gaza, why we see them taking place in Syria, in Iraq, and all of this. It is an implementation of the Torah, and not just in this passage, but in dozens of other passages. Go in and kill everything that breathes.
Okay, this is becoming a theological discussion. Rabbi, I will give you a chance to respond, but let's not forget, even the Hamas leaders have said that they're not against Judaism, it's Zionism that they stand against.
Exactly, and may I say, I mean, with due respect, if it's total lack of knowledge, exactly the trap of Zionism, what this fellow is saying, because, again, you look at the traditional Torah opposition to Zionism, you'll see the hundreds of thousands, the more the religious, the community, the more they stand up in opposition. The chief rabbi of Palestine, as I mentioned, and pleaded with the United Nations, we furthermore wish to express our definite opposition to a Jewish state. The factors are on the ground. The more the religious, the more anti-Zionist. And the joke is that Theodor Herzl, Begin, Jabotinsky, and Netanyahu, these guys are non-religious who detested the religion and said Jews with beards and payas should not have a right to vote. And the Jewish people who are following the religion says clearly, yes, we once had a land, and it wasn't, but they were not, since the destruction of the temple 2,000 years ago, we are expressly to have 1 inch of Jewish sovereignty. We have to be loyal citizens in every country we're residing, and doubly we have to pay with gratitude the good that is done to us. So we never had a state for 2,000 years. That is Jewish teaching, and any Jewish child and any religious Jewish school will show you that we are opposed to Zionism. So Zionism uses that ignorance that this fellow in Idaho is talking about to show, pointing to a Bible that had a law that is from thousands of years ago that does not pertain to today, and they abuse it and they use it for their anti-godly state, their material state, but it's totally a contradiction to the Jewish teaching. It's on the ground. come to New York, go to Mea Sharim in Jerusalem, go to London. The more the religious community, the more anti-Zionist. If it would be in the Torah, then we would support it. But that is unfortunately the great tragedy and Nakba of Zionism, that they take verses of the Torah and they abuse it. And the Torah, it happened to offer that any Jew, any human being who believed in God could stay and live in the Holy Land. But if they served idol worship, they either had to leave or they were killed at the time of the temple. And even
I'm going to have to stop you there, Rabbi Weiss. Rabbi Yisrael David Weiss, the Associate Director of Neturei Karta International, joining us from Seattle, joining us via Skype from Idaho, is Mark Glenn. He's an author and journalist. Gentlemen, thank you very much for your input here in the discussion. Hopefully we can continue this discussion some other day on Press TV itself. Also joining us from Gaza was our correspondent Ashraf Shannon with a minute-by-minute update from the Gaza Strip and the Israeli war on the besieged Palestinian enclave. We'll take a short break here on Press.